Zarhalocha and Chodesh Halvavos, Monday night, or Lidalid Mar Cheshvan. Okay, Lili Nishmas, Rav Avadi Yosef Zatzal, who was Nifta today. I'm going to say two halachas. I picked at random from one of his many svarim, one of the many thousands and thousands of tshuvas that he wrote. So I just picked two at random. It wasn't easy to read through because he's full of Mar Makomos and Shakladataria. But I picked, so it wasn't really at random. I just kept going through them until I got to one I could say over in short. So one, the Shmaitza Shir will appreciate very much. He talks about a bar mitzvah boy, a young bar mitzvah boy, being motzi, a mother, that would be the case, the father's away, in Kiddush. And whether you say Chazaka Derava, how strong is Chazaka Derava, meaning the Yeftef Simonim, Gadlus, contrary to maybe what people popularly think, being a Gadol legally, halachically legally, is not just a function of age, it's also a function of physical maturity, as manifested by Shtei Cyrus. So therefore, and the question is, can you assume the Cyrus when a boy is bar mitzvah? So the common way we assume, based on different Rishonim and Maskonis of the Gemara and the Shmaitza and different Paiskim, is that for the Oraisa, you're not somech on Chazaka Derava, as it's called, or Chazaka Derava, meaning you can't assume he has two sires, so you wait till he has a beard, and then you know he's growing hair. Not that those are the two sires we're talking about, but that would be a simon that he's growing hair. You could make a bedika if you want. But for a drabonon, we do rely on what's called chazaka derava, meaning the chazaka that he brought to Cyrus. So Rav Avadia Zatzal is talking about where it's interesting. He says not, he's chaylag on the shmaitza. He's very strong that the chazaka derava is a dioraisa and you can rely on it. And for chalitza, the reason it says to be bodek is a chumrah because of the cheskasisser and an erva, yavam alushuk being an erva. So, but really, Chazaka Derava is very strong. It's a Chazaka that's based on Rov. And he says you could rely on it, except in selected cases. But then he sort of pulls back and says you should only rely on it if the woman daven Meirav already, where there's a possibility that she was Yotzei Kiddush on a Dioraisa level. Then he's Mefalpel, but she wasn't Mechavan to be Yotzei Kiddush, probably. And Mitzvah Srichas Kavona. So he goes into that whole thing. So although he comes out very strong that Chazaka Derava is a Chazaka based on Rov, and you should be able to rely on it, I'm not sure, but he sort of pulls back and says only if she davened already. So you could. So if the woman davened Meirav, the bar mitzvah boy can be motzi, his mother, presumably, in Kiddush. He brings down for the Bir Halacha the same Askana, but the Bir Halacha's Cheshbon is a Svek Sveika, because maybe he does have two Cyrus. And even if not, maybe mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, or maybe she did have kavana. He makes a svek sveka. He asks kashas on the bir halacha because it's a svek sveka betray gufe, which you don't say. Bottom line halacha is that a bar mitzvah boy can be motzi, and this is really bir halacha's maskana also, that if she davened already, if she davened meirav, he could be motzi with kiddush. But in the, again, that's only if she davened, though, he says, although in the Etzem Chazaka Derava, he's very struck that it's a Chazaka Bo Mikach Rov, and you could be Soimich on it. It's not clear to me why he sort of pulls back and says only B'makom when the mother davened already. That's one. And another one, he talks about saying Kiddush in the daytime and starting from the middle of the Pasuk, or the end of the Pasuk, actually, Al Kein Berech Hashem Es Yom HaShabbos Vayekad Sheyu, Al Stadin of Kol Psuke Deloi Paski Moish Anon Loi Paskinon, you're not supposed to say a half a Pasuk. So he's mefalpel about various things. First of all, it comes after an Esnachta. So perhaps after an Esnachta, that's mamish a Hefsik, pretty much of a Hefsik. It's not a self-pasuk, but it's an esnachta, and Al-Kain is after an esnachta. But he brings raya that that's not true, that it's not considered enough of the hefsik, that the thing following should be considered a dover sholem. So we're back to the problem. His maskana is you can start from Al-Kain Berach, because he brings many raya that derech tfila, ubakosha, or shevach, you don't have the problem of Kol Psukei D'Lei Paskei Moshe. So he says, what we're doing when we make Kiddush, we're like just saying like it's Shabbos. We're just proclaiming that it's Shabbos. We don't mean to say a pasuk. It's just really derech shevach or derech achrozo that it's Shabbos. And he brings raya's that derech tefila, derech shevach, or the like. You don't have a problem of Kol Psukei D'Lei Paskei Moshe. His maskana is that you could start from Alkein Beirach in the morning and then make Kiddush. So it should be leaving the Shmoso. And okay, that's two halachas from him, from his Sefer Yabia Omer. And okay, now we'll go over to Chavis Halvavos. And he's talking about Precious in the physical pleasure of eating. And so he starts off, again, it's hard for us to, he says, don't eat food, try to be Polish as much as you can. He doesn't say that lashon, but he says it throughout Perek Hamishi and Shara Precious as much as you can, so I assume it applies here too. From eating things because they taste good. That's what you want to be Polish from. You should eat things because they're healthy and because they're good for you, but not because they taste good. That's the Precious you want ultimately. You want to reach. Then I realized what I said last night is an Eitzah. How do you get to that? So when he gives the thinking man's diet, as we called it last night, it's an Eitzah how to get to that point. And I'll stop here. It's very fascinating. When I learned it over today, I realized that he's probably going with the nutrition of his day. In other words, he's assuming that bread, which was known as the staff of life, and that would supply you with all the nutrition you need. It's very obvious from the Chavis Halbavos that he held that's really enough to survive on just on bread. And therefore he talks about bread with lifton and only use one lifton. Don't use a lot. He's giving eitzes. So don't use a lot. Don't use so many kinds. Pick one lifton. And once in a while eat the bread plain and don't have any. And remember, lifton, he's talking about his eggs and chicken and meat and fish. That's what he's calling lifton. He's not talking about matbucha and hummus and tchina. He's talking about food. But it's clear in the Chavis Halbavos, I know you have to do a little research. It seems that by him bread was enough. So that really wouldn't apply nowadays, I would say, when we are more acquainted with nutrition, and bread does not give us the nutrition that the body needs. So really you have to eat all of those things also because of the body's needs. So that part, his example of how to develop, his ikka thing is precious from eating things because they taste good. That's the precious. Then he says the eitzah to do it is, and he gives an example, and then he describes how to go about eating bread, and it's clear from him that bread supplies you with all the nutrition you need. So the horror of that example would not apply to us nowadays when, I said, we're more bucky in the chokhmah of nutrition, and we have vitamins and minerals and all the stuff that you have to eat. So that part wouldn't apply, but his yisoda precious certainly would still apply. Why not? Not to eat things because they taste good, but only to eat things, and I refer you, if you have trouble with this, go to Shragger Rosenberg's wife, or maybe Shragger Rosenberg. You're still doing it with men. No more. Why? They dropped out. All the men dropped out. You dropped out. But, tell your wives to contact. Your wife still does it. She's still a nutritionist. So I'm giving you a free plug. What's wrong? Okay.